The next question on the WhatsApp. My name is Rafsanul Haq. I'm a student from Bangladesh. My question is, many atheists claim that can Allah create a stone that he cannot lift? I generally answer them by saying that this question is illogical and self-contradictory. But they say that Allah is transcendent and he is not bound by any contradictions. Since he is not bound by any contradictions, so why he can't create a stone that he cannot lift? So how to answer this question? And this is a common question asked even in the times of when I was in school, that can God create anything and everything? And we say yes. Can God destroy anything and everything? And we say yes. So can God create a stone which he cannot destroy? And you're stuck. If you say yes also, you're wrong. If you say no also, you're wrong. And a similar question, can God create anything and everything? We say yes. Can God lift anything and everything? We said yes. So can he create a stone which he cannot lift? So these questions actually, as you rightly said, they are illogical. Because, for example, if I say that there is a tall, short man, it doesn't have any meaning. You can either have a tall man or a short man, or you can have a medium man. You can't have a tall, short man. It's meaningless. For example, if I say that there's a fat, thin man, you either have a fat man or a thin man. You can't have a fat, thin man because it's meaningless. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only does godly things. He does not do ungodly things like creating a stone which he cannot lift. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not lie, because to lie is against the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, he's never unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do injustice. Allah says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse number 40, he is never unjust in the least degree. Furthermore, Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Allah says in Surah Ta, chapter number 20, verse number 52, Allah never forgets. So Allah cannot forget. It is against the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forget. So here we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do ungodly things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only does godly things. He doesn't do ungodly things. That's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest. And if we learn from the seerah of the Prophet and the incidents which increases our iman. Hope that answers the question.